Last week in public comment, local home builder Richard Jaffa told the council that the county needs to hire more building inspectors. Robinson said that's probably a good idea.
If we want to be customer friendly, there's nothing is more frustrating to a builder to have, you know, to hurry up and wait. You're on a timeline, you're trying to get, you know, your job done, and then you get to one level and then you have to stop, and you hope that the county or the inspecting jurisdiction is going to come and look at you quickly so you can keep moving. And
does it make more financial sense, though, to hire inspectors on a contract basis as opposed to a full-time staff member?
I don't know how readily they can be hired that way. The case that Mr. Jaffa made at the meeting last week was that the resurgence in building that we're seeing is not unique to our county and Park City, but it's widespread, and it's not like you can just flip a switch and you'll have them lined up at your door ready to be hired on a contract basis. They're unique skills, and they get gobbled up.
There are 4 new hires planned for next year's budget. Robinson said he generally supports those.
I think that the commercial appraiser in the assessor's office is one that has been needed for a long time. We have, you know, this huge tax base. A lot of it is commercial properties, hotels and restaurants and things. And to not have in-house expertise is a weak point. I like the 4 positions. I think they're in the full-time positions in economic development, the risk manager, managing our insurance in the auditor's office, secretary in the sheriff's office. I don't have a strong opinion on that because I'm not close enough to it. But in general, I like the direction. I didn't think it was overboard, and I think they're in keeping with the council's goals.
Another change is the county's economic development director, Allison Wire, will change from a contracted employee to a permanent position.
I think Allison is an asset, and I think that if we want to keep her in the longer term, we need to bring her in-house. I'm okay with that.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.